Continuing with Sachta Erchin, Daf Yud. The Cholil is blown on the 12 days that a Yachid says the entire Hallel. Rabbi Yochanan says there are 18 days that a Yachid says the whole Hallel. 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, and the first day of Pesach, and the first day of Shavuos. In Chutz Laaretz we add 3 more days for the Antav Sheni, Shel Golius. We don't say Hallel in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because of Rav Avohu's reason, since it's impossible for the Melech to be sitting and judging people for life and death, and they should be singing Shira, which is really inappropriate, but that should be going on. Taisus Divrei HaMaschil Yud Ches brings Rabbeinu Tam, who says that although Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, but one can still recite a bracha on Hallel as well. That's how most people do it. And this is just like a woman is allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, at least according to the Ramah, even though she's not mechuyev, and even though it's optional, it's a mitzvah shazman grama, she's still allowed to make a bracha as well. So too, we make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara asks, if we say Hallel on Chanukah, why don't we say it on Purim? We have a number of tirutz. Rabbi Yitzchak says, we don't say Hallel on Purim because we don't say Hallel on a nes that occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael. And since Paras was in Chutz Laaretz, we do not say Hallel for that. Rabbi Nachman says, the Megillah itself is equivalent to saying Hallel. Kriyasa zu hi hilula. And since we're already saying the Megillah, we don't need to say Hallel because that is saying Hallel. Finally, Rava says, since by Chanukah we became subjects only to Hashem, Mashenkin and Purim, we still remain subjects to Achashverosh as well. That's not enough to be able to say Hallel. The Me'iri in Megillah Yadalad Amar Aleph, is brought in Kuntzras Aladaf, points out that there is a practical halachic difference between these different reasons we gave. According to Reb Nachman, who says, Kriyasa Zuhi Hilula, if one finds himself in the predicament on Purim, and he's unable to read or hear the Megillah, then he should say Hallel. Because if he didn't hear the Megillah, then Hallel is what he should be saying instead. The only reason he doesn't have to say Hallel is because he said or heard the Megillah. But if he didn't hear the Megillah, then he has to say Hallel. He reasons that if one is unable to fulfill the Hallel obligation by reading the Megillah, then he's mechuyev to fulfill it by reciting Hallel in standard form. However, according to the other opinions, there is no Hallel obligation on Purim at all, regardless of whether Megillah is read or not. The Me'iri writes, the halacha follows Rav Nachman, and therefore concludes that one who is unable to hear a Megillah reading on Purim is indeed mechuyev to recite Hallel. The Sharei Tshuva in Arachayim, Simen Tofresh Tzad Gimel, Sif Gimel, says that even if the halacha follows Reb Nachman, Hallel with a bracha should not be recited by one lacking a Megillah, because Hallel with a bracha may only be recited on days specifically ordained by the Rabbanim back then. Since the Rabbanan did not call for the recitation of Hallel on Purim, it may never be said with a bracha on Purim, regardless of the circumstances. The Sharei Tshuva concludes that one who does not have access to a Megillah on Purim should not recite Hallel with a bracha, but he should recite it without a bracha, because Hallel really consists of a number of kapitlach from Tillim anyway, and there's no restrictions on saying Tillim. Moreover, says the Sharei Tshuva, in addition to reciting Hallel without a bracha, he should read the Megillah from a Chumash as well. We should also point out the famous Medrash, which explains why we don't say the whole Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, or the end of Pesach. The Medrash says the reason we don't do it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, Ma'isei Yadai Tabu Bayam Vehema Mushira. The Ma'isei Yadai, the creatures that I made, even though they're the Egyptians, they're drowning in the sea, so what kind of business is that to say Shira? Therefore, we do not say the whole Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach. Finally, the Gemara brings up Shimon Gamliel, who says that the Meha Shiloach used to flow from a small opening, and a king asked that it should be made larger, so more water would gush out from the Meha Shiloach. Daf Yud Aleph. The musical instruments that were played in the Beis HaMikdash, who played them? According to Rav Meir, they were Avodim. According to Rav Chanina, they were Levim. And according to Rav Yossi, even Yisraelim Miuchasim. Rav Meir says that the shir of the Levim sung during the Hakrava of the Nechasim, if it wasn't done, it's Ma'akev the carbon itself. According to the Chachamim, it is not Ma'akev. Ramasna says that the requirement of Shiras Levim for the Karban Tamid is learned from the Pasuk in Devarim, Chof Ches, Pasuk Mem Zayin. Tachas asher le'avadata es Hashem le'kecha, besimcha uvetuv le'vav. Klal Yisrael is reprimanded for not serving Hashem with simcha. Others learn that Shiras Levim is learned from other psukim in Tanakh. Kudus Aladaf brings the Ramban, who suggests, based on this Gemara, that the mitzvah to recite Hallel on Yontov is not just midrabbanan, but it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. He argues that since Ramasna says that Shira song evokes simcha, singing halal should be required in Yontif as part of the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. You should be joyous on your festivals. The Shagas Aryeh, Tzimin Tzamach Tas, asserts that the mitzvah to recite halal on Yontif is only midrabbanan. So he argues with the Ramban's proof from our Gemara. He brings Rashi here, who explains that Shira is connected to Simcha in the sense that one who is joyous in spirits expresses his joy in song. Accordingly, it's only evident from our Gemara that joyous emotions evoke song, but there is no indication to the converse, that joy results from singing. Shagas Aryeh asserts that the mitzvah to be joyous on Yontif obligates one to engage in activities that evoke Simcha, for example, eating meat and wine, but there is no obligation for one to engage in activities that result from Simcha, such as Shira. Shagas Aryeh consequently rules that since reciting Halal on Yontif is only midrabbanan, if one is besuffic whether to recite Halal or not, he's not mechuyav to repeat it. If he doesn't remember whether he said it or not, he doesn't have to repeat it. We applied the rule of suffic the rabbanan lohakel, that one can be lenient in cases of suffic regarding a mitzvah midrabbanan. The Nusach of Rashi, by the way, here is Ein Odam Shar Shira Lamitayv Simcha V'Tuv Levav. The Gemara says if a Levi does the Avodah of a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, then he could potentially be Chayev Misa. Finally, Rabbi Yossi said, Megalgalin Zchus L'Yom Zakai, and Megalgalin Chayev L'Yom Chayev, that Hashem makes good things happen on days which have a Chashivas to them, for example, in Nisan. And he makes bad things happen, so Megalgal Chayev on the bad days, for example, Tisha B'Av. Daf Yud Beis. When a chasim are offered alone without the regular Karban Tzibur, it's a machlokes if they require Shira. 14 years after the Churban was a Yovel year, where all fields sold went back to the original owner. The Gemara says that in year 1, Nebuchadnezzar conquered Nineveh, and in year 2 of his Malchus, he conquered Jehoiakim. The second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years, so the first stood for 410 years. Finally, of the 24 Mishmarais, only 4 came up from the exile in the time of Ezra. Daf Yud Gimel. The completion of the second Beis HaMikdash occurred in the 6th year of the Malchus Daryavesh, on the 3rd day of Adar, and it took 5 years to build. And the next year Ezra came up to Yerushalayim. There were 17 Yovelois that occurred from the time they came to Eretz Yisrael until they left, and it took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says the first year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe made the Mishkan. In the 2nd year, the Mishkan was completed, and the Meraglim were sent out. And they were in the Midbar then an additional 38 years. The Mishnah. There was a special room in the Beis HaMikdash where animals were checked for Mumin. You need at least 6 animals there, enough for 3 consecutive days of Shabbos and Yontif. But the maximum is unlimited. We need at least 2 Chatzaitzrus and 9 harps when the Levium play, as well as at least 1 cymbal. And the Gemara says the Karban Tumin must be checked 4 days before its Shechita. The next Mishnah. There can't be less than 12 Levium on the platform in the Beis HaMikdash, but there can be more. However, a Katan, who is a Levi under the age of Bar Mitzvah, cannot enter the Azara to do the Avaida except when the Levium sang. He couldn't play instruments, this Katan, but he could be in the choir. But he isn't counted in the 12 minimum, and he cannot stand on the platform. Gemara. This 12 corresponds to the 12 instruments used. The kinnor, the harp, of the Beis HaMikdash, had 7 strings. The kinnor of Mashiach will have 8, and the kinnor of Olam Haba will have 10. Finally, the older Levim felt bad that they couldn't sing with their voices as nice as the Ketanim could with their high-pitched and beautiful voices. This marks the end of this parak. Parak Gimel Yesh Be'erchen, the Mishnah. The din of Erchen has both a Kula and a Chumrah. So it is a Steachuza, a field which is inherited, which goes back to the time of the original Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. There's also a Chumrah and a Kula. Also, a Shor HaMuad, who killed an Eved Knani, also has a Kula and a Chumrah, and an Oinus, Mefata, a Moisi Shemra, which is on an Arusa, also has a Kula and a Chumrah. An example of what we mean by this, let's take Erechen. If he says that he'll give the Erech of the best-looking man, which is really worth 100 Zuzim, because he's so good-looking, but the Erech is still only 50, because if he's between 20 and 60 years old, the price, the Erech, is always 50, which is now a Kula, because he's really worth 100, but he only has to pay 50. On the converse, if he says he'll give the Erech of the worst-looking man, so really his value may only be 20, but there's a Chumran that he still has to give 50, because the value of 50 is for a man between 20 and 60, regardless of what they look like or what their capabilities are. the Gemara. It's a machlokes if a guy can be the subject of an erchin or not. Finally, it's also to praise the beauty of an akum. Daf Yud Dalad, the next Mishnah. By the redemption of a stei achuza, which he made at the Hektish, there was also a kula and a chumra. And when a Baal redeems a stei achuza, he must add 1/5. The Gemara. Land is redeemed at the rate of 50 slayim for a base core. But trees are redeemed not at that rate, but at their regular market value, whatever that tree is worth. If someone bought a field from his father, a stei mikna, and then he was makdishit, and then his father died, so now it's called a stei achuza, and it will redeem with 50 slayim. If someone is makdish a stei achuza, which is so full of racks that you can't plant anything, so when it's redeemed, you don't pay 50 slayim, but rather you pay the real value that it's worth. The Mishnah. By Asher HaMu'ed, there is also a kula and a chumra, and that the price is always 30 selah. Gemara. By an animal who's a tam, it gored only once, there is no din of nezek shalom. Only by a mu'ed, which is an animal who gored three times, is there a din of nezek shalom. The next Mishnah. By an oines and a mafata, there is also a kula and a chumra. Daf Tesvav, the next Mishnah. By Meitzi Shemra, which is by an arusa, we also have a kula and a chumra. The price is always 100 selah, whether she is from the most chash of a family, which now means it's a kula, because maybe she's worth 300 slime, because she's from a chash of a family, you still only pay 100. Or if she's from the least chash of a family, in that case we have a chumra, because maybe she's only worth 50 slime, but you still have to pay 100, because that's the value in Meitzi Shemra. So we see that one who speaks Meitzi Shemra pays 100, which is more than someone who acts. A person who acts, Aynes Mafata, pays only 50. So speaking is often worse than acting. In fact, the Gzar Din, that the Dor HaMidbar would die out before coming to Eretz Yisrael, was based on the Aver of Lashon Hara, which was the Meraglim. Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Parta said, go and see how bad the Aver of Lashon Hara is. If Klal Yisrael was punished for the Chet of the Meraglim, which was Moitzi Shemra on land, Kal Vachomer, if one says Lashon Hara on his friend, he'll certainly be punished terribly. The Gemara says the Bnei Yisrael were tested 10 times in the desert, twice by their going into the Yam, in and out, twice through water, which was in Marah and Rephidim, where there was no water to drink, twice by Mun, once, for example, when people went out on Shabbos to try to get the Mun, two by the Slav, once by the Egel, and once by the Meraglim. Rabbi Yochanan says anyone who says Lashon Hara, it's like he's Kaifer Be'ikar. Others say that if one says Lashon Hara, he'll get leprosy and be destroyed. As we see that the Pasuk says, Zos tia tairas hamatsara, which also can be read as Zos tia tairasa shal maitzi shemra. The Gemara says, L'asad lavai, all the animals will come to the snake and ask him. The lion bites, but he gets hana from the food. When he bites, he gets to eat it. What hana do you get when you bite? The same is true for someone who has Lashon Hara. There's really no benefit for that person. Rabbi Chisda says, whoever says Lashon Hara is right to be stoned. And Hashem says there isn't room for both of us in this world, and his judgment for Gehenim will be harsh. What is the solution for Lashon Hara? If one is a Talmud Chacham, he should learn Torah. And if he's an Am Aretz, he should humble himself. The speaking of Lashon Hara is equivalent to transgressing the three cardinal sins, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Rava says, one who wants to achieve life can achieve it with his tongue, through learning Torah. One who wants to achieve death can also achieve it with his tongue, if he misuses his power of speech. Finally, Rabbi said if a person says something bad about Reuven in the presence of Reuven, that's not called Lashon Hara. Abai argues and says, not only is it considered Lashon Hara if a person says it in front of somebody else, but it's considered a big chutzpah as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, writes that relating, saying, insulting things about someone, whether it's in his presence or not, that's always considered Lashon Hara, a terrible aveira of Lashon Hara. The Kesef Mishnah there questions this. Daf Tazayin. One should be careful not to overpraise someone else's hospitality to other people, because then the bracha will turn into a klala. Some of these bad people will go and take advantage of the other person's tremendous hospitality. Reb Dimi says, one has to be careful not to overpraise one's friend, since during all the talking that he says about his friend, he may come to say some bad things as well. The Gemara says in the Negayim, Tzaira and so on, the Negayim of Tzaras, come for seven reasons. Lashon Hara, Shvichas Damim, Shuas Shav, giving a false Shvua, Gilui Arayos, Gasas Haruach, which is Gaiva, Gezel, and Tzaras Ayin. Tzaras Ayin is a person who is stingy. Each of the big day kahuna is mechaper for different averus. For example, the mitznefes, which is the turban, is mechaper for gaiva, since it's so high up on the head. So gaiva is high, so is this. The me'il is mechaper for lashon hara. The k'tiris, which is brought in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh Kodashim in Yom Kippur, is also mechaper for lashon hara. It's interesting, everybody knows that only once a year anybody ever went to the Kodesh Kodashim. This was the Kohen Gadol during the Avaida, and the Aveir of the Keteris there is mechaper for as Lashon Hara. So you can imagine how bad the Aveir of Lashon Hara must be if it took going into the Kodesh Kadashim to be mechaper for it. The Gemara says since Lashon Hara leads to separation of people, they become enemies, the speaker is paid back, Mida Kenegan Mida, by getting tsaras and having to sit alone outside Michutz Lamachna. The Pasuk in Vayikra Yotah says, Laisisna Achicha Bilvavecha, tells us that not only can't you hate a person publicly, but even in your heart you can't hate him either. But if he does something wrong, you should give him teichacha, but you should do it quietly, not publicly. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says, Lo oilam yasek adam b'tayru uva mitzvahs, afal pi shaloi lishma, shemi teich shaloi lishma balishma. A person should learn Torah and do mitzvahs even if he does it not lishma, because once he does something not lishma, eventually he'll come to do it lishma. Finally, if a person goes 40 days without Yisurim, it's a simen that he was makabel, his menucha of Olam Haba, or it's a simen Peronius, that Peronius, bad things are waiting for him. Daf Yud Zayin. Specific generations are not necessarily a reflection of the Melech. Sometimes the Melech is a tzaddik, but the people are bad. And sometimes the Melech is a Rasha, but the people are good. This marks the end of this parak. Parak Dalad, Heseg Yod, the Mishnah. If a person makes a neder of Erech, but he can't really afford it, we give him a discount. If he makes a neder of Erechin on himself, when he made it, he was 19 years old, which means he's in one price bracket. And when he paid it, he was in a different price bracket because he was already 20 years old. So which does he pay? Mishnah says he must pay his value at the time he made the neder. A Mitzara, who is an Oisher, must bring animals. But a Mitzara who is an Ani, he can bring birds. A Mitzara who is rich, but who lost money before he brought the carbon, he can bring birds as well. Asha Enkin for a neder of Erechin, he would still have to bring animals as well. Gemara, if an Ani makes a neder Erechin on an Asher, we evaluate it against the worth of the neder, i.e. the Ani. Masha Enkin, by a carbon, it's not like this. We look at the status of the one who the carbon is made for. The next Mishnah, if an Ani made a neder of Erechin, and then he became an Asher, or vice versa, he made it when he was an Asher, then he became an Ani, in both cases, he must pay like an Asher. By karbanos, we go by the time he brings the karban. Gemara. If someone knew edus on someone, and then he became his relative, now he became his son-in-law, or if he was a pikeach, and then he became a shaita, then his edus is pasal. But if he was a relative, and then he became a non-relative, for example, his wife died, then he's kosher. Daf Yud Ches, the Mishnah. The age bracket is totally in the person who the neder is being made on, i.e. the subject. For example, if a woman made a neder on a man, we go with the value of the man. The next Mishnah. If someone made a neder to give the erech of someone who reached the 30th day of life, it's as if he's 29 days old when there was no din of erech. Gemara. According to Rabbi, we hold that on a range of items, we say ad v'ad bichlal. So the end includes the final year within the range as well. Not just up until that point, but ad v'ad bichlal, the final thing as well. To be shaykh to the next age bracket, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you must be at least a month and a day into that next year. When we're dealing with the 6 years of Eved Ivri, or the 2 years of not being able to sell a Steachuza, we count each of the years when you reach the day and the hour of the anniversary. Then it becomes 1 year. And when you reach the next day and an hour of the next anniversary, it becomes 2 years. Daf Yud Tes. An Akeva is worth 30 slime until age 60, when she becomes worth 20 slime. So she depreciates 1/3 over that period. But a man depreciates even faster. He goes from 50 to 15. Why is there such a gap? Chizki answers that an old man in a house, a saba, is considered a burden. So of course they depreciate very quickly. But an old woman, a safta, she's a treasure. That's why she doesn't depreciate so fast. Because she can do work and help out around the house. She only depreciates 1/3. This marks the end of this parak. And Mitzvah Shem, on the next step, we'll continue on with the next parak. But at this point, we will conclude our share.